It's Morning Edition on New Hampshire Public Radio. There is a theme to New Hampshire this weekend, so says Hippo editor Amy Diaz. She's here with a slate of events that celebrate hobbies. Hi, Amy.
Good morning.
Okay, Amy, what's on the agenda here?
Well, so starting today, Friday, at the center of New Hampshire, at the Radisson in downtown Manchester, there is a very big scrapbooking convention where basically anything you could ever want to learn or do or see or know about scrapbooking is going to be available. It runs today and tomorrow.
Now, scrapbooking is something that has really become a major thing. And there's literally a convention about it. What are we going to learn here?
Well, and you know, it's more than I kind of think of scrapbooking. I think back to the scrapbook I had as a kid, but you know, where you just sort of stick things on pages. But this is much more paper art. There's a vendor fair where you get to try out all of these different materials. I was talking to one of the organizers. She said with vendors at conventions like this, make it and take it is a really big thing. So you go to a vendor, you know, there's a quick little project you can make with some of the materials or the tools that they're selling. So you get a chance to kind of play with everything and try it out. And then there's also a bunch of classes that run both days on kind of every facet, you know, different techniques, things for beginners, just kind of every facet of scrapbooking. And you can sign up for these on the day that you go. So if you go on Saturday, you can kind of see what's available, sign up, maybe go to some classes and then go shopping and buy, you know, some stuff based on what you just learned.
Tell me about the Rochester Authors Fair.
Yeah, so for bookworms, this is a great way on Saturday to go maybe find a couple of new authors, or if you're someone who has a book that you've been thinking about writing. So this runs from 10:20 to 2:30 at the Rochester Public Library, and they're going to have kind of, it's in three panels. So they've got one that is devoted to like children, family, and young adult books, one that is nonfiction, and one that's fiction. Each panel has five authors on it, and the authors are all pretty much from Rochester or from about the 20-mile, you know, within about 20 miles.
These are local authors.
Absolutely, and they're going to tell their stories, how they, you know, kind of come up with books, what their process is for writing, how they publish their books, too. So again, if you're, you know, maybe thinking about your own book, this is a great way to hear from some people how they've done it. And then they're going to have their books there to sell and to sign after their panel discussion. So a way to discover some new authors.
Something that was still a huge hobby when I was a kid was model railroading. And there are still a fair amount of model train shows. Tell me about the Hooks at Lyons model train show that's happening this weekend.
Yes, this is happening on Sunday at Colley Middle School from 10 to 3 p.m. And, you know, actually, model trains are coming back. I was talking to the organizer who said that model trains are kind of on the upswing again. So this is a chance to see, again, to shop at some vendors to find, you know, maybe pieces or things that, you know, to build your model train. And then to see a bunch of different model trains laid out. And so you get to see a bunch of clubs will come. They'll set up their own layouts. So you get to, you know, get some ideas. Some of them are based on kind of, you know, fantasy train layouts that the people come up with themselves. Some are based on recreating existing or once existing trail lines. He said that somebody he knows is working on a model that would be of the train line that used to exist between Hooksett and Pittsfield. So, you know, just different takes on the model train world. And then there's also going to be a room for kids, kind of toy trains. So you can get your kids involved in it, you know, early. And then once they get to maybe, he said about 10 or 11, they can start working with the real models.
Yeah, I know for really young children, these events can be a little frustrating because naturally they want to, you know, reach out and touch those trains. So they get a chance to do that here.
Yes, they're going to have a room full of trains that kids can play with. So they can go and kind of play with some trains while, you know, maybe older kids or adults that are into model trains can look at some of the more serious layouts and you know, maybe buy a few pieces themselves.
Indulge your hobby in New Hampshire this weekend. We'll post some more information about these events at nhpr.org. MBDS is editor for The Hippo. Thanks so much.
Have a great weekend.